This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
Summer's finally here. That might mean you're going to be on the water, in the water, or on the road. Maybe you're planning to enjoy a little bit of it all. This podcast on summertime safety was created to bring you information from CDC's Injury Center to help keep you and your family safe and well. We hope you enjoy your summer and all the activities that go along with the season. Dr. Julie Gilchrist, a pediatrician and medical epidemiologist at CDC's Injury Center, is here to discuss safety on the water. Thanks for being here today, Dr. Gilchrist.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Gilchrist, what is the most important thing people need to know about safe boating?
Anyone going out on any type of boat, regardless of the distance they're traveling or how developed their swimming skills are, should wear a life jacket, sometimes referred to as a personal flotation device, or PFD. Just by wearing a life jacket when you're boating, you can dramatically increase your chances of surviving an incident. And now they come in more comfortable styles that are great for wearing all day. In 2006, 3,500 people reported being injured and 710 died in boating incidents. Of those who drowned, only 1 in 10 was wearing a life jacket.
Are people who are injured or killed in boating incidents usually in a particular type of boat?
About half the incidents involved open motorboats, but a quarter were in personal watercraft like jet skis. There are also reported injuries and deaths in canoes and kayaks.
Besides wearing life jackets at all times, what else should boaters keep in mind when they're out on the water?
The CDC recommends a number of precautions. First, avoid drinking alcohol, whether you're driving the boat or just a passenger. Alcohol affects balance, judgment, and coordination, which are all necessary for safe boating. Second, complete an education course, which is like a rules of the road course for the safe operation and navigation of recreational boats. Third, get a vessel safety check. It's free. The U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. Power Squadron provide these checks as a public service. Volunteer personnel will check the safety equipment and help you understand what to do if something happens and particulars you need to know about boating safely in your area. You can learn more on the program's website at www.vesselsafetycheck.org. Finally, be aware of the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. Carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless, odorless gas that all internal combustion engines produce. The early symptoms are similar to seasickness, and CO can kill in a matter of minutes. CO poisoning can pose a risk when you're using a generator to power things like an air conditioner, or if you're running a gas-powered engine, especially without proper cabin ventilation. Also, you could be at risk if you're swimming or floating near an idling engine. To prevent CO poisoning, know the risks, make sure you have good ventilation, install your equipment properly, and keep it well maintained. And don't forget to use a CO detector, especially if your boat has living and sleeping areas.
Dr. Gilchrist, thanks so much for your time today. Remember, for more information on safe boating and injury prevention, visit www.cdc.gov/injury.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.